All day long, the girls played out of doors under the brilliant clear sky and sun. Anna Marie took Ellen to the small pasture beyond the barn and introduced her to Blossom, who gave a lazy, rough-textured lick to the palm of Ellen's hand when she extended it timidly. The kittens scampered about and chased flying insects across the meadow. The girls picked armfuls of wildflowers, dried brown now by the early fall chill, and arranged them in pots and pitchers until the tabletops were crowded with their bouquets. Inside the house, Mama scrubbed and dusted, tisk-tisking at Uncle Henrik's untidy housekeeping. She took the rugs out to the clothesline and beat them with a stick, scattering dust into the air. "He needs a wife," she said, shaking her head, and attacked the old wooden floors with a broom while the rugs aired. "Just look at this," she said, opening the door to the little-used formal living room with its old-fashioned furniture. "He never dusts." And she picked up her cleaning rags. "And Kirsty," she added, "the god of thunder made a very small rain shower in the corner of the kitchen floor. Keep an eye on him." Late in the afternoon, Uncle Henrik came home. He grinned when he saw the newly cleaned and polished house, the double doors to the living room wide open, the rugs aired, and the windows washed. "Henrik, you need a wife," Mama scolded him. Uncle Henrik laughed and joined Mama on the steps near the kitchen door. "Why do I need a wife when I have a sister?" he asked in his booming voice. Mama sighed, but her eyes were twinkling. "And you need to stay home more often to take care of the house. This step is broken, and there's a leaking faucet in the kitchen, and..." Henrik was grinning at her, shaking his head in mock dismay. "And there are mice in the attic, and my brown sweater has a big moth hole in the sleeve, and if I don't wash the windows soon..." They laughed together. "Anyway," Mama said, "I have opened every window, Henrik, to let the air in and the sunlight. Thank goodness it's such a beautiful day." "Tomorrow will be a day for fishing," Henrik said, his smile disappearing.